We're doing the Sefer Masiyot, and we're up to the fantastic story of Natan the Tzitzita, that wealthy man who fell in love with the woman Chana. The only problem was she was married. And then her husband, who went into heavy debt, was incarcerated. And after a period, he finally tells her, go to Natan and get a loan from him. And she says, what do you mean? I've been doing everything under the planet to stay away from him. Now you're telling me to go and get a loan from him? The doctor said that he would die if he doesn't see Chana. And yet the rabbi said, we don't play games with laws of modesty. Let him die. And now her own husband is telling her to go. And her husband is going out of his mind in jail. And she goes home weeping. And she thinks things through. And where we left off was that she raised her eyes to heaven and said, God, save me from sin. And with that, she went to the door. And that's where we left. To the door. And that's where we left off last time. She went out the door and started her journey. And she's walking through town until she reaches Natan's home. Now when she reaches the outer gates of his home, remember he's one of the wealthy Jews, so she reaches the outer gates and his servants see her and they run to Natan and they say, Chana's standing at the gate. And he says to his servants, if you're telling me the truth, I'm going to free you for life. She enters the yard. And his maid comes in and says, Chana's in the yard. And he says, if that's the truth, I'm going to free you too. And she walks into the room and he lifts his eyes. Remember, he's deathly ill from desire for Chana. And he lifts his eyes and he sees her and he says, my master, tell me, what is it? What is your wish, miss? What would you like? I'll give you anything you ask. I'll do what you say. So she says, my request is that you loan my husband such and such a sum of money because he is incarcerated. And this will be an act of charity before God. So he right away told his servants, take out the money and give her what she wanted. But now Natan is not finished. And so Natan turns to her and says, I did what you wanted. And you know that I'm sick from desire for you. And now I want you to help me get better. And Chana says, okay. And at this point, they're both standing in front of a difficult situation. She's a married woman, but she owes him something. He's a sick man, but it's prohibited. And so Chana is standing in a situation where she prayed not to be put to test, and yet the test is standing in front of her. And Natan doesn't seem to have any compunctions about doing what's biblically prohibited. And that's where we'll pick up next time, Bezrat Hashem. So we're continuing the story. We won't leave it at that moment of suspense. And Chana says to him, you know, I can't tell you what to do at this point, but I want to let you know something. The time has come when you can acquire your portion in the world to come. You're in a situation where you have a decision to make. And be careful, because you could lose everything that you have in this world for something so minuscule. And I'm not going to fight you, so then ultimately I will also become prohibited on my husband, because if a woman is taken forcibly, then she's not prohibited on her husband. But if a woman consents to adultery, so then she is. Now I want you to think for a minute. You've reached the point of your desire. Natan, you could have what you want right now. But am I worth your losing so much good? Is it worth it that you should spend the rest of your life regretting what you did and invest in something that's so fleeting and passing? Think of the punishments God could have in store for you. And don't do something you will ultimately regret. Remember, time now is a fleeting moment. And you can now, you can do something that will prevent you from the greatest longevity. And such great wages can await you in this world and the world to come that no one in the world can attain it if not for tremendous work. And if you, right now, in this hour, if you overtake yourself and control yourself, if you listen to my advice and take control of your desire, so you can attain such heights in this one moment. So she's giving him a whole speech, and she's saying, I'm not going to stand in your way, but you have to think for a minute. What are you going to gain, and what are you going to lose? And what you're going to lose is so great, and your potential for gain is so great. And all that's standing in your way is desire for a fleeting moment. And when Natan heard her speech, he started getting angry at his own desire. And he got out of bed and threw himself to the ground and started praying to overcome his desire, and that God should guide him in a straight and good path and forgive him for what he's done wrong until now. Because think about it, the whole town knows he's lying in bed sick from desire for this married woman. And that God should help him do a complete tshuva. So that's the scene. She's standing there waiting for his decision. And he's on the ground bawling and praying that he should make the right decision. And at that moment, Hashem helped him out. And Natan said to her, blessed are you to Hashem, blessed is your logic, because you saved me today from such sin. And thank God I was strong enough to overcome. Go home in peace. And the woman goes home, but the story's not over yet. She brings the money to take her husband out of jail. And she tells her husband the story. And her husband looks at her and says, you lie. You committed adultery. And you're just covering it up. And so the woman who did her best to save her husband, and he's the one that sent her to Natan in the first place, and now that she's taken him out of jail, has to live with a situation where her husband says, you're a liar. And you're a filthy woman. And this story continued like this until the point when one day Rabbi Akiva looks out his window and Rabbi Akiva sees a man riding on a horse. And when Rabbi Akiva looks at that man, Rabbi Akiva is stunned. He turns to his students and says, who's that man on the horse? And his student says to him, that man, that filthy creature, you want to know who he is? That's a man who's in every brothel in town. That's the man known as Natan. And Rabbi Akiva surprises his students when he turns to them and says, and that's where we'll continue next time, essentially.